Hi people, how are we all doing today? Welcome to Life Matters, the Anua Adedire. Let's just enjoy this music by GUC, All That Matters. Came out at about January this year, and it's an amazing song. Hi Ade, you got last year. Hi sis. Hey, my guest is here. My guest is here. Hi, Blessing. Y'all don't have excuse for Life Matters anymore, cause y'all are home, guys. Y'all are at home. So this morning I'll be starting with Arise. Arise, arise. Arise, arise, people, arise and let's take over. Wow, wow. Did you hear that loud bang? Pastor Kevin. Sis, we know the pastors. I'm going to be adding my guests very soon. I aren't a pastor. Oh Lord. My... Hi, ma'am. Yes, it's nice hearing your voice. Yes, Jesus. Enough of this corona, Jesus. Arise by Minister Eloa. So if you've not gotten this song, it's in 2015. The song is 5 years old. If you don't have this song, you need Jesus. In the name of Jesus. By the blood we conquer corona. By the blood we conquer every evil that's going on in the world at the moment. In the name of Jesus, we cover ourselves, our families, our siblings, each and every one of us, Life Matters family, in the blood of Jesus. We speak life, we speak hope, we speak peace to each and every country going through this plague in the name of Jesus. Yeah, so that is Arise by Minister Eloha. She's our guest for today, all the way from Edinburgh. Guys, you don't know how much I'm looking forward to having her on the show. Like, I have been looking forward to this moment.
Hello.
Let me be very gentle. Hello, ma'am. How are you doing?
Hi. How are you, Anu? Honestly, I'm like, what am I going to do? Because I'm usually the one interviewing people. So, like,
I know.
What am I going to do? Well, great to be here with you.
Same here. How have you? How's your day been?
It's been kind of challenging a bit because I started the show this morning. I went in to start the show and my internet wasn't working. I had advertised the show, everything. I was like, what? This can't be happening.
Oh, and my gosh.
And then usually I repeat the shows. So yeah, yesterday's show was still on playlist, you know. So yesterday's show started playing. So people were texting, what's happening? You know, I was like, oh my God, not now, you know.
Oh my God.
I had to connect, use my phone hotspot to connect to the broadcasting software and all that. But I mean, I listened to the show afterwards. It sounded okay. It didn't even sound like I was freaking out.
Wow.
But yeah, that's how my morning started. But it's been fine. It's been good.
Those are man-made things that only God can help us control. So
honestly,
far, it's always been like that. Yeah. I remember I had a guest last year, and it was the day that all social media platforms like just went off, and we even tried using FaceTime, and it was still like the same thing. It was like that day. Devil cannot win. So today, for those watching me live on Instagram, and for those listening to us on Facebook and on my personal page on Instagram, today we have Mr. Elo. Sorry, can you please teach me how to spell your last, pronounce your last name?
Okay, I'll teach you a very easy way. You know the letters F, your alphabet. So if you use the letters F M Y, that's it.
F M Y.
Yeah, so pronounce it all together.
Femi?
No, F. The way you pronounce F, just pronounce it that way. F-M-Y.
Oh, F-M-Y. Okay.
See? It's easy.
I learned something today, guys.
It's easy.
So we all the way from the United Kingdom of...
Yeah.
The United Kingdom. There's now a travel ban from the UK right now.
Because of Corona.
It's for me, I don't like talking about the old fear tactics. I know that the enemy is just trying to like raise a storm, but it's just very important that in this moment, in this period, let's just always like be clean. If you have not been clean before, be clean.
Be clean right now. Even
for churches now, like for other provinces in Canada, the gatherings mustn't be more than 250. But in Alberta right now, they've reduced to 50. So if the gathering is more than 50,
I mean, I had to even cancel my event. I had an event coming up this Saturday, a breakfast meeting. I had to cancel it because, I mean, my guest speaker, I was kind of worried, you know?
Yeah.
And then I just asked a few people, they were like, please cancel. I'm like, wow, this is real. You know, you said something that you don't like talking about it. Like I was saying on my show this morning, what you focus on grows. Anything that you focus on, you give it life, you know.
Yeah.
And it's really hard not to focus on Corona right now because it's affecting everything. But what I was saying to them is, what can you do differently? Do you understand? Yes, it's there. We can't do anything about it. But what can you do differently? You know. And so I'm like, as Christians, we need to rise up and pray. Yes, follow all the guidelines. Be safe. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Protect yourself, take care of yourself, take care of everyone around you. But we need to shine the light of Jesus, because that is what the world needs now. You know, there's only hope in God, you know, and then pray for whoever, for God to just give them wisdom, you know, to come up with a solution or a cure or whatever, you know. So,
I remember yesterday, I jumped on a video that Bishop T.D. Jakes put out, and he was talking about fighting the invisible enemy. And it was saying that before now, whether Corona or not, before now, we've always been waging against principalities and powers.
Exactly.
So it's not today. So it's for us to actually rise up to understand the authority behind that. Even though we wrestle against, we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Against principalities and powers.
And darkness.
We know
that there are forces behind it. We know there are human beings behind it. We know that there are people
who are trying
to profit from it. We know.
Exactly. We know.
It is just important that we don't allow that fear to cover our judgment, to cover anything we are doing.
Yeah.
We should just make sure that we stand up, we stand right, we stand fast, and we make sure that we do everything right. If they ask you to not go out, please don't.
Don't I go out. Stay at home.
But... I'll just let you out.
The Holy Spirit, the corona has no power over the Holy Spirit. Nah, stay at home.
It's as simple as that. Even though for me, till now they've not shut down work, so we still have to go to work. But even though, like, I'm wiping everything every hour.
Yeah, just being extra careful. Yeah,
just
my kids are so funny. This afternoon I sneezed, and my son, he's 9 years old. He said, "Mom, go and wash your hands." I was like, ah, ah.
Everybody's
just being really, really cautious. Yeah.
Oh my God. So today, guys, I've been looking forward to having this conversation with her because do you know that it was last week? I need to make this confession. When I was younger, I'd always been an advent follower of like your brother's work. And it was when I was going through your bio, I saw it and I'm like, oh my God. So guys, if you were younger and you know that, well, I don't know the age range I would say, but if you know Fred Amata, yes.
Zach Amata.
So we're talking to sisters. We're much more woman, but aside that, I was super excited. But aside that, the fact that I've followed your work for the past 2-3 years and the consistency you give to supporting the gospel is mind-blowing for me. There are a lot of people that will start something and by the time they get weary, and there are days where we all get weary
too. Lots of days.
I remember that there was a day I joined the show. We're talking about like gadgets and stuff, and in my head, I was still checking through my plan for 2020, and I saw the list of gadgets I was supposed to get, and I'm like, thank you, Jesus.
Did you tell me something?
I'm like, thank you, Jesus, because right now I actually haven't just put together how I'm going to, which one do I even get first? Which one do we start with?
Honestly,
and it's quite expensive. But the fact that and I was talking to Anu even on Amen Radio, and it was and he told me how you extend your radio station, how you were really like up on about it, and I'm like, okay, so I think it's time that I follow this person.
Because yes, you have to follow it.
It's important. I believe that a lot of times we question the status quo. We talk about, oh, how this thing is not working and how that thing is not working. But the moment you yourself just rise up and you say, you know what, I'm going to be the change. I'm going to be, a lot of people ask me, oh, why do you start Life Matters? And I'm like, I was tired of the kind of content I saw online. And I knew that was a direction that I had to go with. Yeah, and a lot of times people just sit on those things, complain, do analysis on how this affects this, but they do nothing about it.
They do nothing.
God doesn't I want you to actually do anything. Sometimes he wants you to support whoever it is that's doing it. So
yeah,
to start from the very beginning, tell us a little bit about, because I know we're going to talk about Arise, because Arise is a very is something that I have the opportunity of always viewing almost every day now, if I'm awake around that time. once I'm awake around that time. But tell us a little bit about your like starting up, what made you go into media.
But
let's start from the very beginning. So who is Eloha? How did you start up? How was growing up like for you? And I'll just start with that.
Okay, all right. So as you said, my name is Eloho. I've got a middle name. I actually have like 4 different names, but I'll just use only one. I've got a middle name. It's Jocelyn. So I'm Eloho Jocelyn FMY. I was born into the Amata family. I'm the youngest. So Zach Amata is the eldest and I'm the youngest. And growing up, I'd always loved singing. I'd always loved music. They used to call me Eloho Singana back in the day because of the South African, you know, Margaret Singana or something. You know, because they said when I was 9 months old, I started singing. If you say anything to me, I'll turn it into a song. So I grew up loving to sing, loving music and all of that. But I never really thought that I was going to be an artist, you know. Not to cut the long story, of course, everywhere I found myself in, I joined the choir, you know, I joined the singing group. I even formed singing group myself. When I was in secondary school, I was in a Catholic school, And they were going to make me the singing prefect because in our school there, and you had different prefects, labor prefect, singing prefect, prayer prefect. And wow. So they made me a prayer prefect and the assistant singing prefect, you know, because of my maybe love or prowess for singing or something like that. But like I said, I never thought I was going to be an artist. I remember after secondary school, Jetta, my nephew, said, hello, you can do it, you can do this, actually took me into the studio to record something. I was like, no, you know, I don't want to do that. But after I gave my life to Jesus, I knew that, I mean, even from time before I even gave my life, I knew that there was something special about me. And I knew that I wanted to make impact on the lives of people that I encountered. So I went to university, started a singing group there in university. It was called Precious Pearls. Beautiful, beautiful girls were all just singing. And then after my uni days, I went to Bible school. That was when I first, because you know when you're hungry for something, I wanted to know more about God. And I wanted to know how, you know, I think everything was just to discover purpose, you know, and discover what I'd been called to do. So I went to Bible school, that was 97 or 98, I can't remember, because I got married in 99. And so I got married, of course, as soon as I got married, came out of Bible school, I joined a church. Of course, I just went straight to choir, like, oh yeah, that's where I belong, you know. So I'd always had the love for singing. I'd always carried that passion in my heart. In fact, when I was in Bible school, that's when I was in Bible school. No, in Bible school, I received the vision for a talk show. But during my youth service, I received the vision for like worship concerts. And I was like, how am I going to do that? Where am I even going to start that? Because thank God for the process of time. I am now this confident woman of God that I can stand anywhere and talk. But back then, I was so timid and shy. I didn't have confidence in myself because I'm really tall. And because I was taller than all the girls my age, I just felt out of place, you know. So that kind of affected me. I had all these big dreams, but I was always worried and scared. What would people think? Am I good enough? And all of that and all of that. Anyways, got married, was in choir, was doing my thing. And I was just doing my thing, Sha. And the kind of person that I am, I don't believe in half measures. I believe in giving all. So as soon as I joined the church and the choir, I just went full blast. You know, I was serving, I was working, I was doing everything such that, you know, I think at the end of that year, they had to give me so many awards because of my my passion, dedication, and commitment to the things of God and even the work in church. So I was ordained as, first of all, as a deaconess, a minister, and then I was ordained as a pastor in 2006, just before we left the left Nigeria to come to UK. And so before I left, I said something that I reminded myself of the vision, you know, of the worship concert. I was like, oh, now is the perfect time. Now is when I'm going to do, you know, all of that. But I came and then I had challenges in the church I was at. They wouldn't let me start the worship night and blah, 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 and all of that. That's a story for another day, you know. But that kind of also affected my confidence, you know, because I'm like, why? You know, I thought you would just support me. So I let that go for like a year. And then after a year, I just, you know, after 2 years, not even a year, after 2-3 years, I got pregnant, had twins. And then one of the nights I woke up and I was like restless. And I was like, what is this? Because my first son was 7 years old at that time. And you know how it is. Oh, I want kids. I want more kids. My child is 7. So God had blessed me with twins. And then I was still not satisfied. So I'm like, why would I still be feeling empty when I wanted more kids you have blessed me with? And immediately the Holy Spirit reminded me. It's like, I gave you this vision. You haven't done anything about it. I was like, oh, wow. Okay. But if I start now, because there were other people now doing concerts, if I start now, people will now think it's a copycat, you know? And what the Lord told me then is that, okay, you've got 3 kids now, right? I said, yes. And you love them differently. I said, yes. And they all relate to you differently. I said, yes. Okay, that's how you all are to me. So you starting a worship concert doesn't it's not copycat, because your expression is different from the other people. So I went ahead and I started. That was 2011. In July 2011, I started the worship concerts. You know, still at this point, you know, I'd received words of prophecies of how God was going to use me. God was going to give me a voice and all of that. In fact, one prophet then said to me that I was going into the studio and make music. I was like, make music? No, I can't even write songs. I can't write songs, you know. But I went through a process of the same church I was in at that point sort of ostracized me, because I started that program and they felt that I shouldn't have been doing it, and then stripped me of everything. I was the worship pastor there, stripped me of everything, every position I had. It was the worst time of my life. So for about 4 or 5 months, I was in a depressed state, and I didn't know what to do, because this was the only church I knew when I came into Aberdeen. The UK, Aberdeen, because we were first in London, but moved to Aberdeen. Okay. And so, anyway, in that process of time, God started impressing on my heart that I needed to go out there. But I became scared and worried, but I'm not good enough. You know, who's going to listen to me, especially since I've been pushed out and all sorts of things have been said about me. So, anyhow, I started looking for a producer. I said, okay, if I want to do any music, I want to do it right. I want to do it well. And I need someone who understands me, who understands my sound, who can craft music. And that was how I found Flo Rocker online. And so I explained to him all I had been through and all of that. And that's how we birthed Arise together. Because, you know, I had been in that state of mind, that depressed state, that unworthy, in quotes, you know, feeling unworthy, feeling not good enough, you know. But Arise, just get out and just do so. I released my first album in 2014. Actually, I finished everything in 2013, but released it. And when I released it, it was amazing, the response. You know, I know that we shouldn't look for the accolades or go for it, but there's a place for it, you know. So sometimes when you don't believe yourself and other people believe in you, it kind of gives you that confidence. It gives you that, you know, yes, you can do it. So I started receiving messages from people who I didn't even know, you know, telling me how my music was a blessing. Even children, you know, parents were sending me their kids' stuff, singing it and all of that. It was amazing, you know. And so the Holy Spirit just said to me, this is not even anything, because there's still more, you know, in store. There's more that I want you to do, and there's more that is going to come. Remember, I had the vision and the dream for the talk show, you know, and like you said earlier on, I come from a family who's into media, you know. Of course, I didn't act like the others, but I knew that I still wanted to be in the creative ministry. Yeah. I wanted to be in that creative space. So music for me was like an introduction into the other things that God was calling me to do. I still am going to have that talk show. Amen. because everybody knows that I just want to have a show like Oprah Winfrey. My vision board, everything has Oprah Winfrey there. So I was actually going to start the TV show back in Aberdeen. I was speaking to there's this guy that used to do photography and videography for me. We're going to start it. But then after I released my album, a church in Aberdeen, in fact, one church and one radio station asked me to come and be a presenter on their platform. And I took it on, you know. Then I was doing a blog. I had a blog called I Testify with Eloho. Yeah. So I was just sharing people's testimonies, you know. Everything, at the heart of everything I do is, one, to communicate the love of God. Two, to communicate joy. Three, to inspire and encourage people. And four, to add value to people's lives. So everything that I do
is I want to add value to people's life. I want to inspire people. I want to encourage people to say that you can be the best version of yourself. You can do the things that God has laid in your heart to do. You can, you know, you can achieve anything you set out to achieve. So that is topmost in my heart. I just want to encourage people. I want to see people, you know, live their best life. So I started that blog, and the blog was just to get testimonies from people, share their testimonies on the blog, you know, and I was doing that. And then when the radio station asked me, if I went, I ran to Anu. Anu has been there since I released my album. I was like, Anu, what do I do? Anu was like, well, you already have a show, you know, just turn the blog into a show. So I started doing that. And while I was doing that, before I continued, I run the concerts yearly. This year's the 10th year. And so in 2013, because in 2012 was when I was kicked out from the church. So in 2013, I was so scared because I didn't know if people would accept it. I didn't know who to invite. But eventually, I got someone. We moved the venue to a bigger venue. And in fact, someone was telling me, why are you moving to the big venue? At that point, I couldn't tell you that I was so sure, because deep down in my heart, I'm like, will people even come? Do you understand? Will people even come? But let me just go out. So I did that in 2013. Lots of people joined me, and the hall was filled up, almost 900 people, and 95% were locals, were white people, not even black people. All the churches, all the pastors, all the ministers, I said, how did you do it? I was like, I don't know. I just did what God asked me to do, you know, and this is the result. So at that point, before I even released my album, before I started doing the talk show, at that point, one of the ladies that was part of the band I used, or the team I used then, said to me, Eloho, you need to start a heart song radio. I was like, that's a good idea, you know. So I started, I actually started investigating how to go about getting radios and all of that, but I didn't pursue it. And you know how God is just an amazing God, because I forgot all about that. I completely forgot all about that. And so in 2015, I started the I Testify with Eloho on this other radio station. And then I was doing it. People were listening. My husband, one day my husband listened and he was like, no way. Is this how you sound? You've got a gift. You have a gift. And people were just talking about, I was like, okay. And then he now said, we need to start a radio station, or get a studio, equip the studio, blah, 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 and do all of that. So I said, okay, well, I'm okay. So we moved from Aberdeen to Edinburgh. And when we moved, it was when I thought, okay, before we even moved, it was the TV I was still planning to set up. I was still planning to set up talk show. But I just thought, why not start with the radio, you know, and see how that goes. So it was in 2016, I bought all the equipment that I needed. Not that I had the money then. I was asking everybody that did online radio, you know. And that's another thing. When you want to do something, there are people who have gone ahead of you. Rather than, you know, going through the process of starting from scratch and not knowing what to do, find out what they've done, find out their mistakes and all of that. So I went all the online radio stations in UK. I went to all of them. I was like, okay, this is my dream. This is what I want to do. They asked me questions. They gave me ideas. They gave me suggestions. I went to Muyiwa. Muyiwa is my mentor in radio, you know. Muyiwa said, okay, you need to do this. You need to do that. So it was in May of 2017, we went live officially. But all through from February till about May, we were streaming, you know, just in the background. And that was when I started the show, Arise with Eloho, because I just thought, I love the mornings. There's something about the mornings. It's so powerful how you start your mornings, because it just determines how the rest of your day will go. So if you start it right, you have a good day. But you know, sometimes, like, oh, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed today. People always say that. So I thought that I wanted to do a show every morning that would encourage people to start their mornings right. I used to struggle a lot. I'd always loved the mornings, you know, but then by the time I got married and kids and all of that, it was now a struggle. Waking up in the morning, trying to get the kids ready to school. At one point, my eldest son and I will fight in the mornings, you know, and all of that. And even with the twins as well. But when I took charge of my mornings, my whole world changed. You know, I was in a better mood. Mm. I was not grumpy, you know, even though I had challenges during the day. But because I had started my mornings well, I was able to handle those challenges. So I thought, okay, if I have experienced this and my mission is to inspire people, my mission is to add value to other people, I want to help other people feel better. And then, of course, they've said something about my voice, you know, so I know that I have that voice. So why not use it? So instead of creating something new, you know, arise, it's the morning, so let's arise and shine, you know. Arise with Aloha. It's a 1 hour broadcast where I play songs, as you know. That's my eldest son. Say hi.
Hi.
I play songs and then words of encouragement, and I bring people. So when I started, I was still doing I Testify with Aloha, because I Testify was just interviewing people, talking about their journeys, their stories, how, you know, God had transformed their lives. But I knew there was a place for that morning time, and we could incorporate the interviews and the testimonies into that morning time as well, so that people can be encouraged. So that's been my journey, and it's come with its own challenges, you know. People say, oh, you're so consistent and all of that, but I must tell you, I know it's difficult, and it's sometimes a very lonely road. It's sometimes very, very lonely, and people don't understand it, you know. So I say to people, those who encourage also need to be encouraged, you know. So the fact that Aloha is always encouraging others, she also needs to be encouraged, you know. So it's been challenging. The times that I will be crying in the mornings, you know, because of something that's not gone well. Oh, my coach just joined. Oh, gosh. Why are you on this broadcast?
Minister Aaron T. Aaron, good morning. Good evening.
You know, because of something that hasn't gone well, either, you know, challenges with finances, challenges. Why do you need encouragement? I will tell you after, Coach Aaron. He's played a major, major role in my life.
I call him a music magnet twin brother. They look so much alike.
Because there are times I'll call him and I'm crying. It's like, what is it, you know? But then I'll cry and then I'll come on the radio like, hey, arise with the Lord. In fact, Muiwa said something to me that, you know what? We don't care about your problems, you know. We are looking for encouragement for you. So don't come to the studio and start telling us, oh, no way, we don't want that. You know, we want to be encouraged. So it's been a great journey, but I'm so thankful, really, really thankful. Yeah, thank you, Coach.
thank you very much, sir. You know, I look at how you're a storyteller, so... No, it's the truth. So you started talking about 20 minutes ago. And for long, no, and I'm being serious. And that's the thing about when you have passion for something, nothing hides it. Like, and I kept writing a lot of things you said. And in my head, I'm like, okay, maybe we should have just said 5 things. And I'm like, oh, number 10. We go, okay. this is interesting. Just because when there's a passion for something, when there's a passion, to something, or there's a passion about something, nothing else beats it. One thing that we all need is the encouragement of the Holy Spirit, that there's no how.
Because
human beings can always tell you sometimes what you need, what you want to hear. But a lot of times the Holy Spirit tells you what you need to know
what you
at
need.
That moment.
Yeah.
And I think it's not an error why the Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So it means that I can have wants, but I will not, like, you for that particular thing, it will not be it will not be a necessity that will make me go out of its purpose. You understand?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And when you say it supplies all your needs are more. Human wants are inside. There's no man that can satisfy human wants.
Not at all.
But
yeah.
when God says he will supply all your needs, it means that whatever it is that you even think are so big, they're so insurmountable, that they're so mighty. He's yeah. like, that's a tiny need in front of me. That's like,
I'm telling you, that's like nothing.
and it's amazing that you go out of your way to actually put smile on people's faces every morning. And there's something about the morning, like you said. I personally am not I'm not the best of morning people. I like it when I wake up early because I'll be able to do a lot of things.
Yeah.
I'm a night owl, people are different
people like my coach, he's up to like 3-4 a.m. sometimes. Yeah, I'm like, how do you do it? And then he's up at 5 a.m. again. I was like, wow.
And that's it. But on this, and one thing you said which is really profound is that your expression is different from anyone else.
Yeah.
And I think that we're getting to a place in life where, or a place in our journeys where a lot of people, comparison has made us leave that purpose.
Tell me about it.
It has made, like, there are times where, to be very sincere with you, I can wake up and I'm like, what's this life matters about, Steve? What are we even doing? And I'm saying all this and I'm mentioning, this person's show, see how this person's doing this. And I hear that voice again and says, so how is it your business? I'm like, that's true. Yeah. Like, it's good, like you said, uplift people, say those words of encouragement, but to be very sincere, how is it your business, really?
Do you know what?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes when I've been there, you know, because I'm like, is this even worth it? Why am I doing it? Do you understand? I ask myself that question every time. But you know what? Recently, the Holy Spirit ministered to me, and then I was sharing with one of my presenters, and what the Holy Spirit ministered to me is that you are developing yourself. Do you understand? See it as your training ground. So whether you get the accolades, whether people tune in, whether people do not tune in, whether 10 people tune in, whether 1,000 people tune in, just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it. Build yourself. Grow yourself. I was like, oh, wow, that's amazing. Because sometimes you feel like other people are doing it better. They have more crowds, you know. And once they put something, 50 million people like it. You know that.
Which
you
is
know
good. That,
it's good.
But.
you know that thing we do? But I just realized that apart from growing myself and developing myself, there's just that one person. And because of that one person, you've got to keep on keeping on. Somebody sent me a text message yesterday. Honestly, I was like, wow. It was mind-blowing. She had been up till about 3 a.m. and then woke up. Her youngest son, who's like 7 months old, you know, was just acting, was just crying, was just restless. As soon as the boy heard my voice, that was it. He just calmed down till the end of the show. This first thing, I don't know. I'm like, oh, wow, God, I repent of the times that I have questioned you. You know, I repent of the times that I have complained and said, is it worth it? It is worth it. There's nothing we do for God that is wasted. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So, yeah. Comparison game, say no to it. Imposter syndrome. Oof, that is the big one. Oh, yesterday I was talking to a friend of mine. I was like, okay, there's something that I want to do for Heart Song Live. And the person was like, oh, I actually thought about doing it, but I just put it. I was like, why didn't you go ahead? I was like, oh, because there are other things like that out there. I was like, so
it doesn't matter.
Your expression is different.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't matter. And I think one thing that we should all, like one lesson I believe, which I'm going to go to something you talked about and which I want to touch on because I know you just breezed through it. We've all been in positions. I always say that, you know, this song by Jonathan McReynolds, the Holy Spirit had to break me with it for weeks. And there was a time I had to share with my pastor, like, this song is like Jonathan McReynolds was in his house writing the song, and he was like, the name
he was
of
just it writing is, for you.
Yeah, because at that point I got to a place where people's reactions towards me was now defining my service to God. You understand? And
I've been there.
I got to that point where I'm like, you know what? I'll just do whatever I want to do, and that's it. And the Holy Spirit kept bringing me, so I kept listening to that song. I'm driving
what,
out.
The
I'm
song?
Driving in.
What's
people by Jonathan
McReynolds.
Okay, friend.
People. Yeah.
And he said, but God, if I am one of those people, like, you should save me. And I'm like, wait. Forgive me if I'm one of those people. So I took 1 minute and I chewed, and I'm like, okay. So how is it that I have become one of those people and I didn't realize it? And a lot of times it happens where you are not saying verbally, but even our thought process when we think about how some people treat us. Hi, beautiful.
Amy, come say hi. Come on.
You know, the way...
That's my prince.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Awesome. And the way we express ourselves through how those people react to us, the moment we react back to them, we become those people.
True.
So when you talked about something about, and that's one thing that kills church hurt. And I never have to say, I don't want to hear the story because I know that it will be something lengthy. But how did you go through that process? Because if that is one thing people will go home today or go and sleep with today, in how you can still work for God in the midst of church hurt and still give your best to God in the midst of church hurt and still be dedicated to God's work irrespective of church hurt.
Yeah.
How did you go through that phase?
Okay. So I mean, a lot of people have asked me, and what even happened before I tell you how I went through the phase. What happened was when I was going to release my album, I went to them and invited them, you know, after everything that they had done. They didn't come. And then I went again. That year I was having my annual worship engaged, and I invited, this time the pastor himself came. And then I brought him up to the stage. Of course, the whole of Aberdeen knew what had gone on because I was the face of the church. I was like PR. I was everything. Everybody, people even saw it was my own church because of the way I ran it. But for me to now be kicked out, and all sorts of things were said about me, but I invited him. And I don't even know where I got the courage to do it, but God asked me to do it. And I just went and I did it. I was hurt. I was really, really hurt. I was disappointed because I held them like my family. And one of the things I said to them is, if it's your daughter doing this, would you kick her out? You know, I lost my friends. Only one couple stood by my husband and I. Every other person believed the story. I was getting, in quotes, hate emails. Why would you be rebellious? Why would you do all of that? I cried for months.
I was hopeless in church.
I was hopeless. I was depressed, you know. But one thing that kept me eventually was God had to use that, you know, to get my attention, one. Because I was seeking their approval. So when I came to realize that, it was part of God's plan, you know. And then, of course, the enemy will fight what he sees. So when I realized it was all part of God's plan, and I was looking to them as for them to approve me, for them to accept me, and all of that, because I did all sorts. I begged, I knelt down, I cried, I emailed, I all of that. I did all of that. And my husband was so upset. Why are you doing this? This is just man. But because of my nature and the kind of person I am, or I was, because I'm not that girl anymore. Because of the kind of person that I want to please everybody. I want to be everybody to like me. But as soon as I realized that it wasn't about them, it was about me, God trying to develop something in me because of the journey ahead, you know, I had to learn to let go. It wasn't easy. But when I realized that, it's not about you. God just used you to just kick me out. Because if that had not happened, I tell you, I probably would have still been at that point. I wouldn't have grown. I wouldn't have been walking in my purpose and in my, you know, what God has called me or ordained me to do. So it was all part of God's plan. It was painful. Yes, it was really terrible. But I had to come to the understanding that it is not it's not about them. And you know what? When it's just like when the devil fights your finance, it's because that is your place of how do they say it? It's your place. Yes, apart from it being a place of vulnerability, God is calling you in that place. And so the devil will fight it. So I'm all about relationships. I'm all about treating people right. I'm all about loving people. But the devil's like, I will fight your relationships. But I didn't know all of this then, you know. And so I was just like, okay. But the most important thing, I realized that it was part of God's plan. God had a call and a purpose for me. And if I hadn't stepped out, if I hadn't been kicked out, I wouldn't be walking in that. And we find that amongst people in church, you know. So the fact that you have been hurt by the church, it's not your end. It's just a new door opening. It's just like, okay, yeah, God is like, okay, now I need to get out there. This is what I want you to do. This is what I've wanted you to do all along. But you thought that was your miracle place. You thought that was your paradise. Do you understand? And then you just be there. And like they say back in Nigeria, you're feeling like a local champion. Do you understand? Meanwhile, there's so much more that God wants to do in you and through you. But you're allowing the hurt. Some people never recover from it. And I remember I met one pastor a few years after. She was like, wow, I know people who have gone through what you've gone through, but haven't recovered from it.
Yeah.
But my hope is in God. My trust is in him. The Bible even says that the arm of flesh will fail you. You dare not trust your own. So my hope is in God. My confidence is in him. I mean, I've suffered a lot of hurt, apart from church hurt. I've suffered friend hurts. But it's like each time they try to put you down, somehow God just gives me the grace and the strength. Like, okay, do it. It's like, did they call you or did I call you? If the whole world turns their back on you, you're not going to do my work? You know, so it's realizing who has called you, who has ordained you. It's difficult, I must say, very, very difficult. But that's the first step, to know your place in God. And secondly, when you have people, you know, I talked about people believing in you, when you have people to support you. So my husband was amazing, you know, he was fantastic that period. And because he will see me, he's like, this is not his wife. Do you understand? What is happening? What is going on with you? I was losing it. But what kept me, apart from knowing that, was worship. Music is my safe place, you know. And I remember this song by Israel, "It's Not Over Until God Says So." Yes. That's one of the songs that I held on to. So, yeah, that's it.
No, I know that, like, earlier today, I did like a 1 hour, I just played
worship songs that for me I would rather do that than, yes, the statistics are all out there. I know right now in Canada people are panicking, jobs are closing, like
the same thing here.
A lot of people are closing down their stores. A lot of, like, I met a lady yesterday and she's like, for the last couple of weeks she has not done anything, she's not worked, and she had to be, she's been waiting on EI. And hearing that story, and for me, I'm like, I don't have anything to complain about. Like, I don't even have anything. Like,
honestly,
I go to work, come back, I sit in my house. I want to eat bread, I'm eating bread. I want to eat yam, I'm eating yam. I have family very close. Like, all those things just make you reflect. And I think that it is now, I believe that it's now that people should just go back and reflect on how God has been good. And you know that there's nothing better than waking up in the morning and listen to Arise and just hear words of encouragement. Mm-hmm. And it's not everybody that will do it. It's not everybody that has that passion for it. And like you said, as much as comparison destroys, just understand that if God has called you to do something, just go for it. And one thing that you said, which you said in the passing, but you have to understand that because God gives you an assignment, if you don't do it, you'll give someone else.
Life.
If you don't believe me, go to the story of the talent. He gave 1 5, he gave 1 2, and he gave 1 3, and he gave 1 1. The one that didn't do anything with his talent, he gave the person that did 5. Now, you would think that master is wicked. How would he give him 5?
No,
because the one with 5 proved to him that in the toughest of period, he could still work and make double of his work.
Yeah.
Compared to someone that just gave 1.
And that's what happened to me. You know, I told you when I had the kids and I was going to start. That's exactly what happened, because when God gave me this vision, nobody was doing anything like that in Aberdeen. Mm. But because I didn't do it, he had to raise 2 other people to do it.
Mm.
So God will, once he gives you an assignment and you're not, and then you now start feeling like, God told me to do this, or I was supposed to be doing this. That's not that's your business.
Mm.
You've got to run with it.
Mm.
You know, sometimes we complain, oh, nobody supports me. I don't have the resources. How will I start? Where will I do it? Start from where you are. Do you know, when we're going to start the radio, of course, we're looking for a facility to rent and all that. And then we moved to Edinburgh. There's a garage in my house. The garage was just there. I was like, boy, let's transform this place into a studio. Do you understand? Sometimes we wait for everything to be perfect. We just wait for everything to be in place. Oh, I'm not a good speaker. Learn on the job. When I started doing radio, I didn't think I was a good speaker. I was making lots of mistakes. But I've been doing it for like 5 years now, and I've grown. So you learn on the job. You don't just wait till you know how to sing or you know how to write. I couldn't write songs, not because I don't know how to write songs, but I paid someone to write for me. So there are certain skills you may not have. Learn them. Get someone to teach you or show you. Too many excuses. We make too many excuses. They don't like me. I don't know. There was someone, this one was funny. There was someone that told me that, Jesus ran his ministry for only 3 years. I was like, are you Jesus? And he prepared for 30 years. Are you Jesus? Please tell me.
But that's the wrong mindset. Because understanding that the difference between you and Jesus right now is that Jesus understood his purpose and ran with it. He didn't let anything distracting. And one thing he had that was working with him was the word of God.
Yes.
Jesus always had the word.
He had the word of God.
But even though he is the word of God, he will still say it. He will still speak it. And I think that we're in a generation where the word of God is like, it's like in one corner. We don't go back to understand that. Even though that book was written over 2,000 years ago, everything that happened over 2,000 years ago, when I look at the book of Acts, because right now in church, in our Bible study, we're studying Acts 13. And for me, on Sunday in the fellowship, I was still talking about Acts 10. And I'm like, sometimes God just wants to change your mindset. God just needs to change your mindset.
That is it.
You think that the gospel is for certain people. Oh, I know. I was thinking it's just for some people. Oh,
no.
And that was the mindset Peter had when Cornelius sent for him. When God brought the meat, and he's like, oh, I don't want any, I don't want to eat anything unclean.
No.
Are you the one that brought it? Who are you? God is feeding you, and you're telling him that it's unclean. Like, a lot of times we overcalculate, we overanalyze. Just do it, just like you said.
Just do
learn
it.
On the job.
Learn just on the do job.
It. Just yes. do it.
Just
it's,
do it.
It's as simple as that. Just do it. And
somebody was one of my friends who, you know, there are some of us who love to analyze a lot. You will analyze. And she said something to me, you know what, sis, I love you so much because as soon as you think it, you are doing it. I said, yes.
Yeah.
When God gives you the idea, why wait?
Mm-hmm.
Make the mistakes that you make, but you will learn.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Gothic says, I always wanted to learn how to write Gothic poems. Start now. Just start.
Just start it.
Pick up your iPhone, your whatever phone you have. You know, just type in 1, 2, 3 words.
Yeah.
Get on Instagram. Share your poems.
Yeah.
Start from somewhere.
And like Minister Law said, you can always go and check people that have done things even before you. Get books. Yeah. We don't read. Let's start.
Pick up a book.
If it's once a month, it's once every 2 months, pick up a book and read. Make sure that you learn something new. It's important. When you put yourself out there and you know that, even if at that moment you feel very, I cannot, stand in front of your mirror. Your mirror is the best audience you can always look at.
Yeah.
Stand in front of that mirror, say those things and record them on your phone. That's one thing. A lot of times we forget things. We run out of ideas.
We do, yeah.
But just once that thing pops up, just record it. Oh, I see that this is going on, and I have this idea that I want to do this.
Yeah.
And that's it. So it's important we do that. But at the same time, it's also important that we learn from people that are doing it. And for me, I always enjoy watching Arise. With the law, and it's an amazing show. If you're in Alberta and you're always awake like me around 12 midnight, 1 a.m. you just tune in on Instagram Live or even on Earth Song radio.
Just tune in.
It's as simple as that. It won't cost you anything, and you'll get blessed at the end of the day. So yes, I know that time is not enough for me.
I know.
But I've had a blast. I have enjoyed today's show. And I hope that everyone that has tuned in today, there's a repeat broadcast on YouTube. So you can always check at Anuadejire. Just type in and you will see today's repeat broadcast before the end of the week. It will also be on the podcast. So just type in Life Matters to Anuadejire and you will get this exact everything unedited, raw.
Yeah,
everything.
Me, I don't edit my shows as well. Everything, get the raw thing.
Everything you get on the podcast. But thank you very much, Mark. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Blessing. I don't know how much I'm investing in my life. God bless you. I pray that God will continue to give you strength. God will always encourage you. And like one of my favorite William McDowell songs, God will continue to wrap you in his arms. You're feeling low, you're feeling down, your day isn't going as what you want it to be. He will just like hug you and you just
that
smiley face you give when someone gives you a hug after a very long day. Yeah. The Holy Spirit will continue to do that for you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And shout out to your family. God bless your husband for always encouraging. God will continue to encourage him to encourage you.
Amen.
So that we always get the best out of you. It's a big honor, and I'm super grateful for being on the show today.
Thank you so much.
Don't forget to follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and subscribe to her YouTube channel at Elo FMYI.
You got it. You did well.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Mark.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you so much for the privilege and the opportunity. I had a blast. I had fun. And I love what you are doing. I just pray that God will take you to the next level. That radio station, you got to start it.
Wow. Amen.
And God bless you, everyone who's tuned in. Really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks, guys. I couldn't have done this without you. God bless you. And we thank God for today's show. Please don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Life Matters to Anu Adejere and on Instagram at Life Matters to Anu Adejere. And if you want to subscribe to a very good YouTube channel, go and search AANU space ADEDIRE at Anu Adejere. Till I see you next week, don't forget to listen to our podcast, Life Matters to Anu Adejere, on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Castbox, Deezer, every podcast platform you can think of. We celebrate you, and also on Spotify. So, yes, we love you. God bless you. Till I see you next week. Please